Alrighty, so the world around us is not all heavenly. It's controlled by darkness. There's dark agenda all around about us. And God has opened all of our eyes, you know, to see certain things, to come into understanding of what's really going on and why, to trace things back to darkness, and to have the way out of what, you know, God's solution, because God's giving his church awareness and solution, right? The church, God says, perishes for lack of knowledge. So we need knowledge, right? So we're going to expound on the knowledge and just kind of share what's going on and what God has shown us. And to kick things off, Reverend Christopher, would you like to pray?
Praise the Lord. We just thank you, Father, for the things that you're going to bring out tonight. We just come before you with excitement and exuberance, and we know that there's things that the body needs to know, and we just yield ourselves to you now. In Jesus' name, amen. So, I want to kick this off. UFOs. Yes. Yes, UFOs. It's in the news right now. More so than what you would realize, and our government is sponsoring this information that's being presented forth about unidentified flying objects. There was a news report today in regards to things that they're going to be doing, but you need to be aware of this because the UFOs are going to be used as tools to gather people together and cause them to do evil.
Well, that's going to be their last card that they throw to create a crisis to bring about the world government that they want to do. The Pentagon has actually said there's a mothership.
Yes.
The Pentagon. They in the past, they kill people and hunt people down and burn everything that they have for even mentioning UFOs. And now they're announcing it because they're throwing every single distraction that they can at us at one time.
Right. And so now they're coming out with it, but there's been nothing more covered up than the UFO phenomenon, because this goes back, what, to the 40s, right? The 40s and the 50s. Nothing's been so covered up. Like the term swamp gas, I don't know, that's a term that was coined to cover up UFO. And that term has become to be, you know, that's just swamp gas. That's just nothing. But when an early explanation of a UFO, when they're reported, was, no, that's just something you're seeing. It, you know, it's a balloon. It's this and that. But there is such a far-reaching aspect to the UFOs, and I don't know who's kind of privy to alternative spirituality, the New Age movement, ascended masters, all these types of things. There's a hope for some being, some higher creation, to save humanity and to get humanity to rise their consciousness to a level that's able to relate to these higher beings. So you have the UFO, it's in the government stuff, and it's also in the false spirituality community. And the New World Order agenda, or whatever, the universal government, this whole idea of coming together, it has a spiritual root to all of it. So it's this thing is 100%. So far-reaching. Yes.
100%.
Yeah.
And there's a whole segment of the population that is ready for the UFOs to come. And we know this, and our understanding of UFOs is that they're demons. They're manifesting themselves in different ways. They're showing themselves flying in the air, but there's going to be fake UFO demonstrations that are going to take place. There's going to be, there's a segment of population that's being prepared to, oh, where did all of these people go? Oh, the UFOs took them away.
Yeah, I had a dream years ago, maybe 2014, where in the dream there were aliens in the White House press conference room, and they were announcing them to the public. But in the dream, when like one alien would step forward and say, "My name is Rebellion," and another alien would step forward and say, "My name is Rage." So they were demons mm-hmm. announcing their function. Mm-hmm. And that kind of gave me the impression that aliens are demons. But these, everything we're talking about is all the stuff that's going on behind the scenes that the government is trying to hide, or any type of authoritative figure is trying to hide so that we don't see the truth. And we're talking about these things to reveal what's going on behind the curtain so that everybody can be aware that these things are happening and it's not for our good.
And so with the so I have a past in New Age, you know, before I came to Christ. So I was in some weird circles, okay? And there was, I met some people from MUFON, which is this UFO investigative clique. But they buy into all this stuff, and it's so out there. But one guy told me that he was on MUFON, and he had a friend who was FBI. And his friend said, you know, they're tracking you severely because of all this. You know, you've made all these lists because of your interest in this. So there's an agenda, and there's a way that they want to control the disclosure. They want to lead you down a certain path of this thing. And it's so it's tied in, like we were saying, to so many different things. So,
well, they've been conditioning the public for basically ever since there's been TV, by all kinds of different UFO movies. And what you were speaking about, that was covered extensively in Blavatsky's and Alice Bailey's writing.
Break that down for us.
Well, what they do is they'll make all kinds of different UFO movies, whatever they want to condition your mind to do, so that when it happens, there's on a subconscious level, you will accept it already. Mm. It's a social programming thing. But as you were saying, there's a very, very large segment of the population, which is quote unquote New Age, which is they believe any kind of mishmash of ideas that they throw together. There's no real set spiritual doctrine that they follow. But as far as getting the public ready, I can't remember this name, Bartolucci, he's the head of the astronomy for the Vatican itself, has actually come out and said, yes, we know they're out there. They have a telescope that they're renting on Mount Graham. It has an infrared telescope or an infrared lens that's put on it, and the acronym for it is Lucifer. Telling you can't make this stuff up.
Come on.
They're conditioning. What are they? 2 billion people on the planet, Catholicism?
Yeah.
They're saying they're coming. And when they do, this is a high-ranking Vatican official. They're coming. And when they come, we're going to convert them. And, or, maybe we're going to have to change our opinion about what we've always thought. You know. But as far as being, you know, since you mentioned something about being since the 40s, they've got astronauts and UFOs and saucer-shaped things carved into the rocks that are millennia old. So these things are not new. It's just when they choose to bring them up. Okay. So even President Reagan at the UN said, oh, you know what? If there was an alien invasion, wouldn't that just bring us all together? They're just slowly drip by drip by drip. You know, Will Smith punching octopus looking things in the face and fighting all these different kind of UFO things. They're getting us ready for it. And they will. You will one day see huge ships, which there's a program called Project Bluebeam, which is basically holographic technology, where they can make it look like there's ships that are 3 miles long over each city.
So tie this together with like some of the magic shows that are on TV. We made this whole bridge disappear. This whole city disappeared. So now you have this technology that we're going to be using. Do you know that they have fireworks displays that are all drones? The whole show is just drones that they just launch into space, and they have these different patterns and sine waves. So if these people are looking for a sign in the heavens, they can make it up themselves. The government has all of these different things. Private groups and societies have all of these different things that they can use, and it's controlling the people. It's forcing them into the direction that they want them to be.
Which is a one-world government over a one-world leader, period.
Absolutely.
They not only have technology as far as Project Bluebeam, they have voice-to-skull technology, which is everything is vibration and frequency, and they can literally, put into your mind, into your brain, a voice of anything that they want you to hear. And they can do it worldwide. So imagine that, everybody seeing this world leader coming from this head of the UFO. This may sound crazy, but this is their plan. No. Out of their own mouths. And then everybody hears the same thing. Wouldn't that unite the planet?
And I just watched a video today. It was a demonstration they had set up. And the guy took his regular iPhone and just recorded another gentleman just standing there. And he did like a 360-degree, just recording him on video. And then they made on this, it was like a stage with people in the audience. And then this big screen TV came down. And they played a video of that guy that he just scanned with his phone running around playing basketball on a basketball court, dribbling the ball, doing a slam dunk. And it looked just like the guy, like right. He was really there playing basketball.
Michael Jackson went on tour, a fake Michael Jackson.
Yes.
Hologram Michael Jackson.
Right. This is the technology that's out there that serves the enemy's plan to deceive everybody. Because it used to be, way back when, you could look on TV, oh, it's real because it was on TV, right? Somebody was there, they were talking about it. But nowadays, you can't trust that anymore. Because the technology is so advanced that they can make anyone look like they're someplace where they're not. You can have somebody say something that they're not even actually saying,
right,
with the voice and the way the mouth moves and right. stuff. So these are part of the tools the enemy can use nowadays to deceive many,
right,
which I think is what this whole right. point is.
All,
is
yeah. And you know, all this UFO stuff, it all goes back to as it was in the days of Noah.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at what's going now, so what happened in the days of Noah, quote-unquote gods, fallen angels, perceived as gods, came down from the sky and mated with human women and created giants. The evidence of these giants, I'm talking about ridiculously huge giants. There's a lot of different ways to go from there. But anyways, that's what they did. They came down, they had sex, they created giants. You're bringing up the UFO thing right away. There's many, many, many instances of abductions. What happens during these abductions? They probe them, they put some inside them, these things have, and they have babies, alien hybrid babies. This is exactly what went on during the days of Noah, except the quote-unquote aliens are demons. But now to us, they're aliens.
Yeah.
But what do? They come out of the sky, and these hybrids are all over the place. I've seen them. They're not human. They're half demon, half human being, and they're literally everywhere.
So when you get into the book of Revelations and it starts talking about the beast that moves and has its being, and we have all of the technology, we have all of the hardware, and even the desire for something to be worshipped.
You're talking about the word says image,
they yes.
worship the image of the beast.
They worship the image of the beast.
Right.
But you have the holograms, you have the drones, you have the spiritual aspects that are tied to this. And these things are setting us up to, setting the world up, because I'm not planning on being here, to receive the mark of the beast. And they're going to worship that beast. They're going to worship that image. And if you look at the drone technology, we have a factory that's right over here that the majority of it is drones. And it's automated machines that build the boxes. More and more, you go into McDonald's. It's a kiosk. Rural Farms,
right,
it's
right.
a kiosk. You're not dealing with human beings anymore. It's some form of technology. And technology is not bad in and of itself. But look at where it's taken us to. We're getting to the place now where our money is getting ready to be changed from paper and coins to digital currency. Do you realize that our money, we have $21 trillion that is supposed to be in circulation, actual paper, physical coins, but actually we only have it's $200 billion. So that's ones, tens, fives, twenties. So they have hyped up our money and made it feel like we have $21 trillion. But the reality is actual physical currency, we do not have that money. So what are we going to do as the United States?
And with current events, that bank in California, mm-hmm. it's called a bank run. When everyone's like, okay, this bank is going to fail, let me go get my money. Well, they don't have all that money.
Don't have it at all.
Right, not at all. And it's not physical, and they're not going to print it. Because an aspect of what's uncovering with the economy is, you know, they've been lending out, right, a lot more than they have. So they've been kind of making fake money, and that won't last forever. And God's been preparing us for the coming recession. And this is just all baked in the cake. But a whole part of falling in to these deceptions, right? You know, there's this need in humanity for something more, for something supernatural. Mm-hmm. So the world is, that hole is already there. And then so if all these alien type things, you know, if all these things start coming down the line, this false supernatural stuff, they're going to gravitate to that. But if we have the answer in Christ, we'll be able to supply the truth with that, right? But this, going back to the economy, there is a kind of controlled demolition that's trying to take place.
Absolutely.
They're trying to reset.
Absolutely.
The World Economic Forum and all these different cabals or groups that want to establish every country, bring it down to an even playing field. And in order to get that even playing field, the high countries like the U.S. need to be brought low and the lower countries brought up to that. So it's this universality of consolidating people on one playing field, getting us all on the same page for their agenda to come forth. And it is everywhere. It is everywhere. And so do we know what being woke is? Right? There's such an agenda here. And so this goes deep into the financial sector. Has anyone heard ESG, your ESG score?
What is that?
This is a term that's all in finance right now. And it has this kind of posh tag. If you have a high ESG score, your company is looked favorably upon. What does that mean? You get qualified for more loans, more grants, more capital. And ESG, its tagline is for environmental and social governance checkpoints. So to kind of go to the root here, so the World Economic Forum and all these things are trying to establish a new world government, right? Their backers are big investing companies. And I don't know if you've heard of BlackRock and Vanguard. These are big investment companies that are in all of the industry. So BlackRock and Vanguard together own the majority shares for Google, Microsoft, Apple, ExxonMobil, right? So all of the companies which control this nation.
They're also buying houses.
Mm. They own everything.
They own everything. But BlackRock created this system. They're largely responsible for creating the ESG score. And so your politics need to be right for you to have a good rating. And if you don't have a good rating, you're not going to get the money. You're going to get difficulty. You're going to get penalties. And you're not going to move forward. And so Revelation 3:17, talking about the beast, okay? So that no one could buy or sell unless he had the mark, the name of the beast. So we have the idea of a universal government. The idea that it's going to come, that no one's going to be able to buy or sell without something. And so we have these regulations within the companies that control our nation and the world and control the World Economic Forum. And they're saying you need, your politics need to be this or you're not going to be able to buy or sell. The expedited version of ESG is alive right now in China.
Yes, they sure are. Yeah, they are testing this on their people now. Yes. If your credit score is bad, you get a low ESG number.
Yes, and so your credit score is usually, you know, with our ideas, you know, you loan, you receive, you pay off your bills, all that, you have a good credit score. Well, no, that doesn't matter anymore. With this new ESG, ESG is kind of in this idea of a credit score, right? Of a social credit score.
Yes.
So China and their credit score and how that works is if you say stuff against the Chinese government, your score goes down. there was this journalist who came out and he was exposing corruption within the Chinese Communist Party, which owns China, and he was unable to travel. He was unable to get loans. He was shut down. He couldn't, he had to stay in his pod. He had to stay home. He couldn't do anything. And they showed this woman who had a high score. She loved her Chinese government. She did everything right. And she got discounts on all kind of stuff, bus fares, free library, all this type of stuff going on. So it's if you behave a certain way, you get privilege.
Yeah, was she woke?
You'd be a good little slave.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You'll own nothing and be happy. That's
right.
That's where they're leading to, you know.
Jump in here, Brett. Go ahead.
Yeah.
No, I was just going to say that our money is not safe in the bank. And I say that because back in the day, well, let me say how it works now. They have a system called fractional reserve banking, which means you guys, we all put our money into the bank and hold it there in our checking account, savings account. The bank can take your money. And what they used to do was they used to make loans with that money, and then the bank would make money on the interest of those loans. They don't do that anymore. They take our money, yours and mine, and they invest it in the stock market. And we all better hope that they do well in the stock market, or else we all lose our money. And they only have to have like 10% of the total, you know, value they have in the bank system in actual cash in their vault. That's why if everyone goes to take their money out at the same time, it's not there.
There's no money.
Yeah, it's fractional reserve banking. You give them $1 and they lend $7.
Yeah.
That's how they do. But, you know, this whole bank thing that started in California, that's what happened to them. They had all their money in bonds. And when you raise inflation, that all those bonds lose, they lose value, but the people that put their money in there, that they still want all their money back.
But look what the government did. The government came in and said, "Oh, we're the bank in California is going to be fine. It's going to be okay. So don't take your money out of the bank." But they're still lying to us because they know they only have 3% of the actual money to back what's out there, what's been projected that is supposed to be inside of the economy. So if everybody goes to the bank and says, "I want my money," there's not enough cash, coins to give to people. So that's when they shut the banks down.
That's what they're trying to do. They want a run on the banks because they're literally trying to destroy and kill everybody all at one time. So, you know, they're trying to create panic so that people will run the banks, and that will completely and totally crash the system. But I don't think they're there yet. I think that the system is going to go through hyperinflation and then a depression.
But this is the precursor to get us off of currency.
Yeah, see, it's a race. The elites, the ones that work for Satan, it's a race between if we wake up first, or they put us in a digital prison first. And you were speaking about the thing in China. They literally, China is on a digital system right now. There's no money. And they've actually tried this with in different places around the world, and they've rioted. Mm-hmm. They've rioted in France over it.
Yes.
They've rioted, I can't remember, it was a country in Africa that they've rioted over too. But once the whole thing collapses, what they plan on doing is you have $1,000 in the bank. They'll switch. All the banks are right now set up to go digital. All the banks in the United States and all the banks in the world are set up to go digital. So if you have $1,000, they're going to decide how much digital money you get. Maybe they'll give you $500.
They
maybe
just
they'll give
added
you $5.
Something. They just added something new with COVID. Sorry to interrupt you. With COVID, Brett mentioned 90%. They changed it to 100%. So the bank can take your money, and so that the bank itself doesn't fail, the credit union that you're in, they can take 100% of your money under the name of we have to protect the bank. Right. There's people who are walking into banks now, and they're finding out that $1,400, $1,500 is missing, and they're being redirected to go to talk to the automated teller system, and the automated teller system is saying you need to go to the bank The bank is saying, we can't do anything for you. We don't know. So mass lines are forming.
Yeah.
And nobody knows what's going on.
Yeah, that was going out with Bank of America.
Yeah, Bank of America, yeah.
Yeah, I saw that too.
And this is part of the panic and the anxiety and the fear that the world is going through that we need to minister to. And it's going to be happening to us too. Mm-hmm. I mean, we need to prayerfully seek wisdom in how it is that we can protect ourselves from this happening to us, but also how to help other people that have no clue what is going on. Like you said, this happened with Bank of America. This is real. People do not have access to their money. Not only that, their money's missing. And a lot of these people live paycheck to paycheck. They have bills to pay. They have children to take care of. What are they to do? And they just keep getting the runaround with the system. And this is the thing. This is the stuff that you don't always see on the news. And part of the strategy of the mainstream media is to say, oh, look at the mothership coming in. It's just passing Jupiter.
Absolutely.
Look at the pretty balloons.
That's right.
Shoot down too.
Yeah, because they don't want you to look over here where the real things are happening to us.
Yeah, there's so much happening so fast in the news cycle. It's just absolutely ridiculous. But I forget what.
So all of my sources keep telling me that we're going to war with China.
We're in war. We're in World War III right now.
The military has already geared itself up. They're training. The Marines are training for China. Materials and supplies are being set for China to take weapons and things like that because of Taiwan. We're headed for the war that's been prophesied about.
Right. So you know what they're going to do? This is what they're going to do. And because this is what they said they're going to do. They kick all this stuff off at one time. China and Taiwan. What about Iran, which is, what, now a couple hours away from a nuclear weapon? Do you Absolutely. Think Israel's going to sit still for that?
No.
They will bomb them off the face of the earth. So you have that blowing up. Then you have, India and Pakistan. Whatever war and rumor of war is going on out there is going to kick off all at one time. The financial thing will crash, and then the aliens are going to come. You know why? Because when you have trauma in your mind, it makes you very, very suggestible. And the enemy has hacked the human mind through frequency and vibration. They can through these different towers, they call them cell towers, whatever they are. They're not cell towers, but through these different towers, they can actually, through the right frequency and vibration, make you want to kill someone, make you depressed, make you docile, as suggestive, whatever they can do. And they've had this technology forever.
And we're seeing this in deliverances with people. Sometimes we're delivering people from songs. We're delivering them from cartoons, tones. So this is a real thing that's going on right now. And a lot of people poo-poo the 5G. Used to be 3G was the big thing, but as they're escalating and they're getting stronger exponentially, these signals that are bombarding through our beings are harming us. They're harming us spiritually. And we're seeing this with people that come in. You have to be very careful of some of the things that you're watching, listening to, because you don't know if there's an other influence that's tied to those things.
I believe God protects us in so many ways that we're not even aware of. You know, that's how they sold 5G. You're going to have faster downloads. Anybody have faster downloads?
My phone shuts off sometimes.
Yeah, baloney. It's a bunch of baloney. They're lying liars that tell lies about everything. That's what they do.
So. Did you have anything to add, Aaron?
Well, it just seems like, the enemy knows that his time is short, right? So he's pulling out all the stops here.
He's throwing a worldwide tantrum.
Right, and it shows that the enemy does control the world systems. Like when Jesus was tempted, Satan tempted him with all the kingdoms of the earth. And so we see that playing out. But so we need to understand that culture is compromised. The financial institutions that run everything are compromised. So the financial institutions, I was talking about the ESG score, but that determines where money goes, okay? And this whole, the political views of a Christian are opposite to this whole agenda, right? So these companies are incentivizing the people they lend to. And there's such a, it goes so deep here, but they're incentivizing everyone to have values that are opposite of God. What happens when you have values opposite of God? You welcome the judgment of God in your life. And we welcome the judgment of God. So this whole system, the ESG scores and this social credit score, and you do what your government says and you'll be all right. If not, you're going to be punished. This is conditioning. It's a system that polices itself. And people police each other. And what does the word say? You know, brother will rise up against brother. Yep. They'll carry you out in the streets.
Yep. They're going to turn us all into outlaws.
And they think they're doing good. Good will be called evil. Evil will be called good. Like, it is baked into the system. It's so apparent in every aspect. So that's why. But also, you know, God, he's given us gifts. He's given us ways to create and express and, all, you know, all these wonderful things. And so the church is going to have the ability to almost have a counterculture to all this demonic stuff that's in our culture. So we can be excited about what God's going to do for us, because the harvest is a far-reaching thing. You know, these gifts, these talents, these books, this revelation, the arts, the music, the gifts that we have, it's going to come out. And it's going to be that light, that alternative to the false light of the enemy. And do you know, like, all this woke stuff we're talking about, it looks good on the outside, but it's evil on the inside. Satan comes as an angel of light. And that's like the, you know, the root of all this. And people don't want to do bad. They want to do good. But when you get them so offended and you dilute what good really is, they're just going to gravitate to that. And there is one aspect of, you know, we need to have that kindness and the fruits of the Spirit going. Because even so, in the political realm right now, you know, it's, we could say conservatives versus liberals, right? But some conservatives, they get so mad about this agenda, and I can understand, but they're lashing out. There's not love there. It's still division. And so our politics could be right, but we're not going to win anyone if we're offended too and we're mad too and we're saying, you're so stupid to believe this, all that stuff. We have to come about it through love and compassion while not going down to their level, because we're going to need to snatch people out of this fire, snatch people out of this false light that they're into, right? So,
very well said. I'm glad you brought that out, because the foundation here is love. And we're supposed to take what we know and share it with other people. And we're supposed to help together as a body. We're all supposed to be helping each other. So would you have any kind of suggestion or recommendation of, like, if once we learn these things, once we know about these things, what do we do essentially to help protect ourselves so that these things aren't necessarily, you know, claiming us as victims, and we can use this to help other people?
I feel like knowing what's going on and listening at different sources of information, you today, in today's time, you cannot stick with just CNN. You can't stick with just Fox News. You can't stick with MSNBC. You have to go to multiple different places, because all of them are lying. All of them are under the control of the Antichrist spirit.
Absolutely.
And they're pointing us in the direction of the one world system. They just, if you look, and it's, I've noticed this on election nights, you flip from one channel to the other channel to see what they're saying. Every last one of them are saying the same things. And it's amazing. And it's not even a different spin anymore on how they're saying it. They literally are taking the same words from CNN that they're saying on Fox News, that they're saying on MSNBC. Even Newsmax, which is supposed to be a supporter of President Trump, they're starting to become twisted, because there's the oppression that's coming from the enemy, the direction of trying to get us into the one world government. It's getting stronger and stronger, that even the Christians that are in these organizations aren't able to overcome the pressure that's there. We need to pray for those that are in those places, in those positions, so that they stay strong. But also, we need to ask the Holy Spirit to give us a greater level of discernment, so that we're not tricked and deceived into believing everything that's going on. We've talked about this before. there is an anger and a mob-like mentality that's in the atmosphere. And you have to be so careful not to be enveloped by that.
That's what the battle is in these elites' minds, because there's all kinds of information coming out now about all kinds of different things. That Fauci lied. I don't just mean information, I mean truth.
Yes.
That's coming out. This man actually worked for the Pentagon creating infectious diseases. And everything that's come out of his mouth has been a lie.
Yes.
The pandemic, or this plandemic, whatever, COVID thing, had nothing to do with spreading. Well, it did, but a virus. The main thing was to get the vaccine in the person.
It set us up to lay down. I mean, if you look at what happened with the church, the majority of the churches laid down and said, okay, we're going to do what you tell us to do, versus standing up for our rights to freely assemble, to freely pass out information. There's churches today that close that are not open at all. They're just done. And the silence that was committed by the pandemic is still affecting us today. The church's voice has been pushed down, and the other government voices have been pushed over top of them. We can't be silent anymore. We can't allow this to take place. I'm so glad we didn't close. I'm so glad we didn't close. Because if we did, we would have been just as bad as the other 200 churches that are in the state of Delaware. Their voices have been silenced. And there's moves right now to unite churches and put churches together, but we have to be careful about them too, because are they going to be government agenda churches? Do they have plants inside of these places to make them do what they want to do? They do. They have spies inside of these groups and these organizations. And we just need God. So I'm going to switch gears. We have Dover Air Force Base, Washington, D.C., Philadelphia, New York, that are targets. For years, they've been saying that they're going to blow those places up. Do you have a plan of escape if you get a news alert on your phone, the radio? Have you ever thought about where you're going to go? What happened with 9/11? Cell phones went down. Do you have a map in your car? A paper map?
Can you read a map?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. You cannot rely upon GPS to get yourself around. Even today, do you know multiple ways to get to your house? If there's an accident, if the road is shut down, if there is a biological event that takes place, we got the railroad track that runs up and down the whole state. What if they tell you you can't go home?
Right, look what happened in Ohio.
Yeah.
Even without all this chaos swirling around, it's always good to be prepared for literally anything, as far as having food and water. And if you want to, a way to defend yourself and your loved ones.
We've got to start thinking and preparing for these type of scenarios, because more and more every day, they're becoming a reality. Of recent, they've been talking about electromagnetic pulse bombs, dirty bombs. What if a dirty bomb is let off over Philadelphia? That fallout's coming this way. You're not going to be allowed to stay where you're at. If it falls in Washington, D.C., it's going to blow north. We're in the middle of all of these dangerous places. The only way that you really need to go is west.
And frankly, that's their plan, to cause all these different kinds of natural disasters, and they tell you to leave. Not a natural disaster. The train wreck was a planned disaster. Mm. Because this country is literally under attack by its quote-unquote leaders. But that's how they get you to leave. And I'm just saying right now, if you look at what happened during, what was that one in New Orleans? that hurricane?
Rita and Katrina.
Katrina. Look what happened. Katrina took the government a month to get water to the Astrodome where they put all those people. It was just a big prison camp. So these kind of things happen. You never go where everybody goes, which is why you have to be self-sufficient.
Yes.
We do what we can, and we know God will do what he's going to do. We haven't gone through all this to be locked up in a camp. Mm-mm. And all this stuff happens, and the American people really find out what's going on with all the different child sacrifice and adrenochrome and the horrific, horrific things that these people do. They're going to go ballistic.
Yes.
Okay? They lose their money. You know, these are the things we're going to be dealing with as far as people losing their minds, but you've got to be prepared.
So have a plan.
Have a plan.
This is what we're saying.
Have a backpack. I've had a backpack packed for 25 years, a bug out bag. I know this stuff is coming.
Right, and a bug out bag and all this stuff, but also, you know, God, he wants to give us foreknowledge, right? And I remember it was like a couple of weeks ago, but God was saying, I want to share stuff with you, but you're not prepared for how bad it is. You're not prepared for what I have to tell you, so you can't hear it.
Yes.
You know, so
yeah, so go important. Ahead. Go ahead.
Right. So it's preparedness, it's all this stuff, but God's been trying to get us to the point to hear his voice, to know his voice above all things, so that we can listen for direction. Because maybe, you know, there's common sense, right? But then there's what God wants you to do, you know.
Right. And even if you're not specifically planning for Russian and Chinese soldiers to be walking up and down your street, at least, and it is coming, yes. But at least start with the mentality of, I'm going to plan in case I don't have power because of a storm for a week.
Good point.
Right, exactly.
Good point.
You know, because...
And to do that, just shut your power off for a weekend, see what you need. See how that goes, just for a weekend with no power.
And it's, you know, it's essential to have at least a bag that contains what you may need for 72 hours. Absolutely. A three-day bag where you have a medical kit, you have some little protein energy bars, you know, some bottled water, a change
of
clothes.
Way to purify water.
Right. At Walmart, they sell these little travel bottles, it's just a bottle of water. And the straw actually has a built-in filter into it, and you just fill it up with any kind of water, and as you drink it, it's being filtered.
Yeah,
so it's convenient.
They're called life straws.
Yeah.
The things are great. You can drink out of a puddle.
Yeah. And you just prepare for that kind of stuff mentally. You know, if I have to, like Christopher said, have a plan that in case you can't stay where you are, whose other residence or what other place can you go to? And have at least three different ways of getting there. You know, I have a plan to, if it comes to, oh, we can't stay here, we have to bug out, I know where I can go. Mm-hmm. And we have printed out three different ways to get there in case anything happens to the cities we have to go through or the bridge is out, you know, things of that nature. Because like you said, you're not going to have GPS. You're not going to have cell phone reception.
And we're not going to be able to call Pastor Barbara.
Yeah. So tell me what to do. Tell me what to do.
Bottom line to all of this.
That is so true.
It's funny now. Okay, it's not gonna be funny.
No.
If we don't have the connection, like I forget what somebody said, probably all of us at one time, to God, then you're done. Then you go into fear, and follow the herd. Never follow the herd.
And
never go where they're trying to lead you.
In addition, the Three Mile Island is close by.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Yep, there's a nuclear power plant sitting there. You could see it if you're driving on Route 1, probably by the Smyrna Townsend area. It's right there. You could see it. And they got the warning sign there. If you hear the siren for more than 3 minutes, tune to this radio station because you might die.
Right.
But we actually picked up potassium iodide pills in case there is a atomic bomb that goes off, whether it detonates on the ground or it detonates in the air and creates the EMP. An EMP knocks out all electrical components. It literally fries the circuit, so it won't work. Believe it or not, your vehicles nowadays have computers in them. It's a controlled area network, like a local area network for your house internet and stuff. each vehicle has a computer that controls and regulates all of its functions. If anything happens to that computer, if it gets fried, it's not even going to start. It won't even turn on.
They can shut those things off at the dealers, too, by the way.
It's scary.
Yes, and they have, like, every area of our life. They've thought ahead, and they've owned the companies that make the stuff that we have.
They own everything.
So what's the answer? Something supernatural, right? Read the book of Acts. They were getting translated.
Right. They were getting moved.
For real.
I'm counting on that, man.
So do we have the faith for God to translate us?
Right.
Put us in some other state.
Right.
Suddenly we're here. Then we're there. Blipped out, you know?
This scenario Brother Chris brought up, D.C., Philadelphia, Dover, you're not going to be able to run from here, you know.
But
the bottom line is God. It's the bottom line.
The relationship that God's been, you know, because that those supernatural things don't just happen. It's the relationship that God has been so good to be building within us, to trust him. And then for him, the aspect of being a friend of God, we don't really get how awesome that is yet. But this friend of God, this, you know, just come with me, buddy, and we'll do this thing together. I'll blip you in and out, you know, all these types of things. It comes only by intimacy and paying the price. Because we've been paying the price for something real good to come about us. And we're going to need the real good things when things get real bad, right? So.
Amen. Closing summation, Brother Brett.
Oh, Pastor Barbara has
it. Oh, Pastor Barbara. The generators. And we sent an email out about that to give you information, too, to you guys. Make sure you look at that email.
Solar.
Right. And they're not that expensive.
Why has he been telling me it's really important for you to get a generator? You know? So if he's been telling me that for 4 years, he said to me, daughter, you haven't followed my advice yet. So I would say that we need to get a generator. I mean, I did buy them, but they were stolen from me. But still, I don't have one right at the point. What if I needed it tonight? Think about that.
For those of you who didn't hear what Pastor Barbara was saying, God was telling her that she needed to get a generator for the last 4 years. And she was talking about how that helped. You know, God is keep telling her. So he's telling her this for a reason. And what we all need to understand is that part of these attacks that have been going on, you know, in addition to this, do you know that they're shooting the substations? Is it California in North Carolina?
Right.
Someone, I think they just caught a couple of people, going and destroying the substation. So the power grid is such that it's in such disrepair. One, we don't have the materials. You know, we don't have the wood poles. We don't have the
transformers. All stuff comes from China.
For the transformers, the power lines itself. So somebody gets dumb and starts shooting these things, they're going to be out of power for days upon days until they are able to collect and get this stuff sent to whatever area that is. Think about all of the storms that have blown through in different
areas.
What's
going on now in the Northeast with the nor'easter? California's getting decimated. I've never seen anything like that in my life over there. 6-7 feet of snow,
all of
then
that?
It melts, then it's raining, and all levees are bursting. It's you know,
all of that infrastructure is not replaceable right now. Closing thoughts, Reverend Aaron.
Well, I was saying with the generators, I know Reverend Brett knows a lot about this, but you may need to have some gas, some solar, you know, kind of understand that solar may not do everything for you. It may not be right for you. You may not have the solar, you know, there in your area, you know. So it's not a one size fits all type thing. It's what works best for you type thing.
Right.
Pastor Barber said you have to keep in mind that there's no, there might not be any gas or propane either.
They want to ban it real bad.
Yes.
Right.
And solar's in the sun, so it's everywhere.
Yeah.
Closing thoughts, Reverend Allen.
Oh, the bottom line is we have to hear the voice of God. And whatever they tell you on the TV is the exact opposite. So stop watching it. Especially the news, for the love of everything. Please. They trotted Biden out. Everything's fine. Everybody go back. That's when you head for the hills, man. They don't know how to tell the truth. Literally.
Right. And real quick, so this stuff coming out about, you know, exposing Fauci and what's been behind COVID, all that stuff, right? But there's like a resurgence in alternative news, okay? It's not Fox News. It's not CNN. It's, you know, Joe Rogan and all these people. There's different people, but they don't lead you to Jesus, okay? They have huge followings, and people are waking up to the fact that, okay, my government's corrupt, but these people, they have the alternative spirituality. They have the UFO side. They have that we need to increase our frequency. We need to increase our consciousness so that the universe will come save me. So the church needs to be the answer. We have a great God setting us up to reach a lot of people, but we need to be aware of what to say and how to say it, because that answer, that solution, the false solution is already there for people. You know, and hopefully some of these big names get saved too, right? But so pray for that.
You know, back in the day, 40 years ago, there was 6-7 people you could count on, you know, because they were paying the price with their lives, with the loss of their professions, with the, you know, persecution of their family. If I was, say, you know, you girls age trying to figure all this stuff out now, you need the Holy Spirit, because I've never seen so much disinformation in my life out there.
Yes.
There's not a lot of truth. Solid truth. There's a lot of truth that then goes sideways on you. So, and that's, you know, also planned.
So my closing thought is there is a rise in anti-Semitism, hatred for the Jewish people. Some of the things that are going on right now surrounding the vaccine, Benjamin Netanyahu has said, we're fully in support of the vaccine. We really want it to go out to everybody around the entire world. There's also another group. Yeah, they want it to go out to the entire world. So this is going to stir a level of hatred against the Jewish people, because there's many people here in the United States that have said they're not going to get it, to do the vax. So this is another little side road that the enemy is putting out there in order to try to stop what God is doing for the Jewish people. But you really need to be aware of the anti-Semitism. There's a guy, Kanye West, he just came out and said, the Jews have all the money, they're stealing everything. And that sentiment is going around the world. Don't get caught up in that. Don't get caught up in that, because the Jewish people are God's chosen people. But again, this is about them. This is about the world going to this one world system. Any closing thoughts, Pastor Barber? Do we want to open for questions, or does anyone have any questions? We'll send a microphone around to you.
For example, I have a case, you know, that I work close to the Dover Air Force Base. And let's say something happened out there. How do you help? You know, I think about, I was in the military, I know stuff. But how do you help other people if that nuclear thing fall out there? It's an example, for example.
So what was that about, nuclear fallout? Did I hear that right? So if a nuke hits, like that, Air Force Base, what do you do? Well, what potassium iodide to start.
Yeah, well, let's assume that if anything does happen in close, you know, area to where you work, like if they target the Air Force Base, the first thing I would do is tune into the Holy Spirit and ask God, what do we do in this situation? The first thing, I suppose, would be to help people in your immediate vicinity. They're going to be scared. They're going to be frightened. People are going to feel like they've just lost everything or they don't know what's going to happen to them. And I think that an atmosphere of peace would be able to help people think more clearly. And yourself first, and then be able to help other people. And then just gauge, depending on what has happened and how severe it is, to maybe even lead people to some kind of safety, even your own home, if it's, you know, if it's permissible to do that.
Right, and remind yourself that God has prepared you for this. Like, can I get in that place, you know, to calm yourself down? God saw it coming. And preparing you, you know.
You know, God spoke to me the other day, and he said, what the world is doing is getting us into fear. And he said, once the enemy can get you started in fear, it just doesn't end. And then all kind of, this is what God told me, all kind of chaos then is going to occur all over the world. So one thing we need to think about here tonight is not getting into fear. We know all the, and you know, if you're not walking in the Spirit, you do not understand what's going to be coming down the road. It is dark, terribly dark. And we need to be as close to God as we can get. And please, whatever you do, don't get into fear. And it's hard not to get into fear when everything around about you is blowing up, you know, and whatever. So I would just really admonish everybody to follow the Holy Spirit, because you won't know what to do until the time comes. I don't care. You just won't know until it comes. And God said that we know his voice. Know his voice we follow. And if we're crying out, God, what do I do next? He's going to talk to you. That's why he's been telling us to have a close relationship with him. You know?
I remember when the pandemic first started and all the store shelves were empty, and you're walking through these different places and you can feel the fear on the people. Like, they just did not have a clue of what was going to happen, what was going to be going on next. And those are the times where you can release your anointing into the atmosphere and just bring comfort and peace to people. And we weren't upset because we knew, you know, that God was going to be with us. God was going to take care of us. But we have to speak that into the atmosphere. We have to speak that into the other people that are around about us and not, again, get caught up in the air that's around. It's very important that you know if you're okay, so that you can discern what's going on in the people around you and the atmosphere around you. Because if you don't know that you're okay, you could think that you're angry, or you could think that you're upset, but it's really something else that's going on above you or surrounding you. And it's again, it's so important to just to stay close to God.
And I think it's worth mentioning real quick that, you know, don't wait until there's an emergency. Get close to God now, and he can be telling you now what to do for the days ahead. Like, you know, God has laid on my heart to have that 72-hour backpack that has all your stuff in it, and he's led us to buy silver, like real pure actual silver, in case the dollar collapses, so you have something of actual value that you can exchange for either goods and services, or if the dollar is so inflated, you can use your real silver to exchange for more inflated dollars just to get the things you need. If bread costs $300 for a loaf, for example.
It's like Pastor Barber said, it's good to get ready like this, but not to get into fear about it. But because, they, you know, if you look around, there have been blowing up food processing plants for 2 years now. And you don't hear all of them. You know, it's just like that same thing with the train derailment in Ohio. There was like 6 of them that week. And they set these things on fire, release dioxins, which is Agent Orange. You know, it's just mustard gas. Literally, that's what it is when they released it. So.
You know, this discussion wasn't to bring fear. It was to bring information. And we'll be having more of these. But I just felt my spirit that we need to start informing the world of what's really going on around about us. We need to quit having our heads stuck in the sand.
Do you know if there's actually any proof that they're putting the vaccine into the feed that our animals are eating so that we get the vaccine through what we eat?
I know, can't bring up documents right now, but I know for a fact that they've put them into the series of shots that infants get. And I also know that it's going into the food. So
I just think
as
that
far as proof,
we really need to pray over our food nowadays.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. As far as proof, I could pull it up, but it would take some time. And they, as far as...
At like our age, what sources would you recommend that we use to learn more information? Because currently, like, my mind has been, like, wanting to know what's going on in the world, but I don't know who to trust or what to look at to find, like, correct and accurate information.
Right. Come to church. But really, there's an agenda in so many different things. Like, you know, my eyes got opened up to this when I was, like, 19. I'm 36 now. And it was like, but I've seen the agenda in everything. And if they're showing you something, it's for a reason. You know, so, and there's people seated in these alternative podcasts, in these alternative things of information. There's such an agenda. So I wouldn't lean really too far outside of any form of, a Holy Spirit-filled ministry and all that stuff. There are news sources, right? And alternative news sources, but you really need that discernment going on.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to suggest that I was shown a YouTube channel called Redacted.
Yes, I was going to suggest that.
And he's a very good, him and his wife do it together. They're like news hosts. Former news hosts, and they just run a podcast where they talk about news and current events, but they expose the truth that the mainstream media isn't telling you. And, you know, again, always prayerfully discern everything you hear, but that may be a good source for you to at least check out. It's called Redacted on YouTube.
There's a website called Natural News, Mike Adams. Also... Canadian Prepper. That's one of the Zero Hedge Burning Platform.
Maybe we could write those down for you.
Yeah. Pastor Barber said we should make a list of that and pass it out. Yeah.
I was going to say, a lot of the ones that I used to trust, been digging into this stuff for 40-some years, are gone. You know, gone, dead and gone, actually. But there's still good ones out there. And like Pastor Barbara said, we'll get a list.
We're going to put it in the bulletin this Sunday also.
Even then, you have to use
that way you can get it quicker, she said.
Yeah, and we do want to stress that sometimes these sources don't stick with the full biblical worldview, but you can use them to gain information. Another one is Glenn Beck, the Glenn Beck Show. He really gives a lot of detailed information. He tries to ask honest questions about things that are going on. And whenever he does find out he said something wrong, like he will come back and say, hey, this is wrong. I saw it the wrong way. And he'll re-present other information to support what he's saying. The biggest thing, and we can't overstress this, is discernment. When you look at the news articles, in the title says President Trump, did something out of character. I'll just leave it at that. When you read into the article and you don't see any evidence or any support for what was said for the title, it's a false article. All it is, I've noticed here recently, they'll make a headline of something so negative about President Trump, and when you go to read the article, they never mention it. They never mention it. They never put any supporting documentation in there. And some of the documentation that they put in there is a quote from another reporter who doesn't like President Trump. So you have to watch what the article title is saying, and then you need to actually read it and see what's in there and see if they back it up. A good news reporter will back up their information with sources. And the ones that we've listed they give you sources of where they got their information.
Yeah, Glenn Beck is great. Plus, I have different sources that are old school from way back that necessarily don't have, aren't on the air in any way, shape, or form, but books have been written by these people. So we'll add some of those resources also.
Pastor Barbara wants to know if you guys enjoyed tonight. Is there any more questions?
Yes, so Father, we thank you for this moment to learn and grow. God, and we ask that you lead us deeper in our understanding. Lord, we want your wisdom. God, wherever there's anything that's not quite right, we thank you that you'll correct it and lead us into true knowledge. In every aspect of our life and everything that's coming, we plead the shed blood of Jesus Christ over every seed, every good thing that we've ingested. And God, we ask that you remove any bad thing. We thank you. We seal it in Jesus' name. Amen.
This concludes tonight's teaching. We will now be going offline. There will be no prophetic words tonight. Enjoy the information and have a great night.